It certainly is. You've got me.
Oh, so good to talk to you. Gary Schmidt is an amazing man. He's a pianist, composer. You grew up in Quebec, Montreal, which is a beautiful place I've never been to. Always wanted to go there. But now you're in another beautiful place. You know, I swear, Gary, I think some people just have it in their DNA to get close to beautiful places. And now you are on this gorgeous lake, over literally on the shores of a lake in Colorado. And I saw some pictures where you're doing or planning to do soon home concerts. They're on hold right now, of course, because no one's doing anything. But tell me about where you're living right now.
Yeah, well, I'm living in a town about an hour north of Denver called Loveland. Just like it sounds, Loveland. Mm-hmm. And it's a town of about 70,000 people. It's right on the foothills next to Rocky Mountain National Park.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so then I could, so when I go for my morning run, I'm looking straight at some 14,000-foot peaks. And I'm living right on the shore of a beautiful lake outside of Loveland here. So I was sitting outside this afternoon, did a little bit of Skyping, and I was watching a bald eagle fishing. It was kind of interesting.
Oh, my gosh.
Flying around and catching fish.
You know, we don't have bald eagles in Hawaii.
Probably not.
No, we don't.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of birds you have there we wouldn't have here, I'm sure.
That's true. So. We don't have seagulls either. Do you believe that? There's no seagulls here either.
That's funny.
And
very
few ravens. We only have a couple of crows. Actually, I think three or four. They're almost completely extinct, and they're different. So,
sure.
Yeah. But so do you get to do runs and hikes and walks up in the forest and get out there?
I mean, my outdoors is a real passion of mine. I mean, it's been curtailed a little bit lately because due to the virus, they've closed the national parks and a lot of trailheads and things like that.
Oh.
Which hopefully will be reopening soon.
Yeah, have you had any word on when that might happen, or are they just still trying to figure that out?
It's a gradual thing. They're starting to ease up, I think, like already this week, they ease it up a little bit. I think they're allowing people to cut hair and that kind of things again on a restricted basis. So I imagine another month or so we'll be able to get up to the mountains and play again. So.
Yeah, which has got to be beautiful. I mean, do you have wildflowers starting to bloom? Is it that time of year? Have you gotten them yet?
Not quite yet. I mean, in my yard, I mean, I don't really live in the wilds, but I just have like the typical spring flowers that are coming up, the irises and the tulips, that kind of thing. And the trees are just starting to bud, so it's still very much spring here.
I know,
beautiful.
I've been there in the spring, and it was amazingly beautiful up in the mountains. I did that one where you cross the Great Divide. That spot, where you know that road, where you go up to the Great Divide.
Yep.
Oh my gosh,
it's called
beautiful.
Yeah, it's called. Yeah, it's a beautiful ride. It's called Trail Ridge Road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. It's been a few years. Well, you were doing rock climbing. You're a rock climbing guide and instructor, but you're also an amazing pianist, and you have a degree in sacred music and piano performance. And I love that. You know, you were at the Royal Conservatory of Music, and now you've taken it to a level where you're teaching from your home. Are you doing video instruction? How do you do that, your piano instruction now?
Yeah, I moved it all online pretty quickly when all this started to happen. So I always used to kind of a little bit poo-poo the idea, thinking, oh, online teaching would never work, it can never be as good. But it's been a pretty pleasant surprise that it actually works really well, teaching piano online with video. So it's going really well. None of my students have stopped, not a single one.
Wow.
It's gone as smooth as anything. So
do you do Zoom, or how are you doing it? What form are you using?
It turns out that Skype is probably the best for music and musicians, simply because if you can control the settings a little better. Zoom and FaceTime, they tend to do a lot of, well, so does Skype, but they do a lot of compression automatically, which makes your voice sound really good, but it makes music transmission really terrible.
Ah.
So your music will come out going wah wah wah.
Really?
Instead of, yeah, or at least not very good. Um, be, because they have all these internal settings. Well, they're just not, they weren't designed to handle music. They were designed to handle business meetings and talking and
good
that
point.
Kind of thing.
Very good point. So are you using a computer or an iPad, or how are you, what are you doing, setting a computer on your piano?
Yeah, what I do is I have my MacBook Air on a table next to the piano. Then I have a separate webcam with a flexible stand that can reach up pretty high so I can get a good angle on the keyboard.
Uh-huh.
And I can wiggle it all over the place. So that way I can get a good angle and then look at my computer to teach. And I can even do a split screen where I'll pull up the music on half my monitor, and then on the other half of the monitor I'm looking at them, their hands, and their, or
wow,
playing the piano.
Isn't that, did that take you a while to figure it out? That's pretty amazing that you can do all that.
It took a little bit of thinking, but I figured it out. So,
wow.
You know, I think all of us musicians and people in the entertainment business, we've had to scramble pretty quickly, and you know, the learning curve was a little steep, but you had to climb it pretty quickly in order to survive, basically.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We were talking about how, you know, we create music and how everything's evolved, and we really are doing our music. You're thinking of doing in your lovely home, and it's just beautiful. It's very open and airy, and you have these big windows overlooking your lake and everything, and it is perfect for home concerts. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Would you be able to do a home concert on video, or are you going to have to wait? Because there's hardly any money you probably could bring in that way. Are you thinking of trying to do a home concert on video? You're going to wait till you can actually have people in your home?
I've been thinking of that. There's a lot of that going on. You can actually do a live stream concert fairly easily and with fairly good quality if you think through it. What you can't do is do a collaboration. Like if you were a barbershop quartet, for example, and had four different singers in four different homes, it just would never work. You would never sync up. It's just impossible. But I could certainly do that. I've been toying with the idea of just going on Facebook and say, hey, anybody who'd like to tune in, this is the time I'll be online, and just try it out and go for it.
Well, how many CDs do you have out now, Gary?
I have four that are out that are in circulation.
Your latest one just came out, and it's featuring classical performances, right?
That's right. Yeah, I call it a classical meditation. So it's all classical music, but it's designed to kind of bridge a gap between classical music and the world of meditation and mindfulness and that kind of thing. So I thought it would be an interesting experiment to see how the classical world could tie into that. So that was the kind of genesis behind the idea.
You know, I have to tell you, when I began meditation, it was a long, long time ago. I started meditating when I was 14 years old, and I've been meditating every day since. But I always love listening to classical music for meditation. And, of course, you know, since all this has evolved musically, of course, now there's a whole field of ambient music, new age music, and, you know, everything in between.
Sure.
Beyond even, I don't know, I can't even keep up with all the different classifications of what they have for music and for meditation now. But there's a lot. But I'm glad you're bringing the classical back to it, because, truthfully, the classical music, and all levels, even some of the new, but a lot of the old, was actually done in a time where things were a lot quieter and there wasn't as much technology and there wasn't as much influences. And the simplicity of that classical music brings you to a very quiet place inside, I think.
Yeah, it's very deep music. It's music from composers who were, you know, at the top of the art, let's say, and composers like Bach or Chopin or Beethoven. I really think they were pretty close to the divine in their inspiration and what they were able to compose. And so there's just such a deep richness there that a lot of people, I think, unfortunately, probably just due to lack of exposure, have just never been able to tap into it. But
no,
there's a huge
world
out there of that music.
You know, there's a huge spiritual community in Colorado, big meditation areas, a lot of wonderful things that are going on there. You were a part and a performer at some of the TEDx events in Colorado, which must have been very interesting. How did you get into that?
How did I get into that? I don't remember. It was basically a phone call. Someone called me and said, do you want to, because they were hosting the TEDx events in the Front Range of Colorado, and they were looking for someone who would just, I think it's because my website said something about the fact that I was kind of bridging those worlds, mm-hmm. and of classical and newer age and things like that, and I think they just found it interesting, and so they invited me to come and play.
What is your website? What's the best site for people to find what you do on?
It's very, very easy to remember. It's simply apianist.com.
I love it. You got a good one.
Yeah.
You got a great one.
I don't think it was 7 or 8 years ago, I was looking for some kind of a domain name, and you know, it seems like everything is taken.
Yes.
I couldn't come up with anything that was long gone. And then a friend of mine said, well, you know, you're just a pianist. Why don't you look that up? So I looked up a pianist, and what do you know? It was available of all the things.
I come up with now, they want $70,000 or $80,000 or someone has it.
Yeah.
Now they auction it off for a lot of money if it's good. You know, you're going to be one of the ones on my new piece. We're all in this together. And I went to try to find a website for it, and of course, they wanted about $70,000 for We're All In This Together. I got In This Together Project .com and a couple others.
Okay.
It's coming along. And you know, it's so funny because I did a song called We're All In This Together with a wonderful musician here, Marty Dredd, years ago, 10 years ago. And now everyone's using that phrase. So, and it's going to be interesting. We have some wonderful people on it too, like you. And you know, it's a wonderful community, and you are really doing things for the love of music. And I'm really hoping, you know, that people get a chance to experience your music, and maybe if they get to Colorado, even get to your home. What an amazing trip that would be if you take a trip and get to go into someone's home for a home concert in a beautiful location on the lake in Colorado, just above Loveland, right? I mean, what a great experience. I think more people traveling should look about
pretty
doing
idyllic,
that.
Pretty idyllic, that's for sure.
Yeah, you'll have an experience like you would never get anywhere else, which, you know, not a regular tour would do. Although you might look up some tour travel groups and let them know when you get that started again, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to having some concerts here. Right now I'm just sitting out on the front deck overlooking the lake, and you know, you could even sit out here in the deck and listen to the home concert if I opened the windows. I think that'd be a lovely way to spend a summer evening.
Oh, yeah.
Just sitting outside with a drink maybe and listening to the music coming out of the windows.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, people can look up apianist.com and check out your beautiful, what you're doing, and possibly in the future home concerts and maybe even some tours and rock climbing into the park up there, right?
So welcome anytime in Colorado.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I can just kind of feel the peace of your place up there in the hills and overlooking the lake, and I thank you so much for taking the time to call in, and I really look forward to getting this All in This Together project out, and so you can get the new CD, and we can get that out to people and bring their spirits up through music, which is what it's all about, right?
Yeah, I'm really honored to be part of the project. So, and thank you very, very much for your time.
Thank you, Gary. Yeah. Have a good night. Aloha.
You too. Aloha.
And thank you for listening, and thank you to Ron Guess and PWC.